How cheap or expensive is love? How much does love cost, really, if you ask that question? What will be the answer? Well, Lagos, Nigeria, how are you doing today? It feels really great to be back on the radio! Woo! Ay, ay, ay! What's up, Lagos?
It's what's
yes!
Up, baby. Woo! Get set.
Wake up, everybody, and smell the Traffic Jam 101 on your radio on a good day like today. We are ready to bring you radio like you've never known, an experience of a lifetime. It is a place where we take away our sorrows and bring happiness into our lives, and we promote positivity over all the negative happenings and weaknesses and experiences in our lives. It's a place where we garner hope, strength, faith to go about our businesses on a daily basis without fear of any form of intimidation or any form of drawbacks, if you like. Welcome to What's Up Lagos with the Techers on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
That's what's up. Check your time. It's 12 minutes past 10. And yes, we're super excited to be here again with you. What a weekend that was. What a weekend indeed. Today is the 25th of April, 2022. It's a Monday, a fresh week. We are happy and glad that we're alive to see another week. Another week. In a pandemic.
That's right.
Yes, we know. But I'm hoping that you're well. We're hoping that you're alive and grateful also for, you know, how was your weekend? We hope that you had a swell weekend. We hope you had the time to rest. I mean, we were all about saying if you have, a husband or a wife, make sure that you pamper yourself. We hope that you were able to do that.
Yep.
Also, for the weekend, a lot of marriages, a lot of wedding ceremonies.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people, you know, getting married. Shout out to Kemi Adetiba.
Yep.
And Oscar. Shout out to... I'm not sure if this is real or not, because
Macaroni and
Mommy one, daddy one.
You cannot tell.
We can't tell. People are confused. Like, tell us the truth. Is this real or not? But
yeah.
beautiful pictures they put out there. I saw.
It looks like it's real.
It looks like it's real. I saw Olori Supergirl saying, tell us, no Owambe, no Ashwebi, no guest. What's going on? Is this real?
Is this real?
But if it's real, we wish them the very best and happy marriage life to them.
Yep.
Who else? Rita Dominic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Rita Dominic also, I mean, she pretty much broke down the internet, scattered everywhere.
It was just beautiful to watch. Really beautiful to watch.
Also, weddings coming up, of course, since we're talking about weddings. My good friend, one of the tech giants, or guys, global thought leaders from Africa, Omojua, you know him very well. Omojua, of course, recently just posted that, look, yes, let the speculation end. You know, for a moment, I'm getting married.
Yo!
I'm getting married to Demi Lade. And, I saw the post and everyone is just commenting and congratulating him. Yes. Shout out to you, Omojua. And, yes, a beautiful, beautiful thing. I mean, if there's anyone else who haven't mentioned a name who's getting married or, let's celebrate these things, man. For a moment, you almost looked as if marriages are not happening anymore. Only divorce, only fight. But no, people are getting married and people are finding love.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. Congratulations, if you had your wedding ceremony over the weekend.
Mm.
Congratulations to you. Or we pray for you that you enjoy the bliss and peace and happiness and love and all the beautiful things that come with the union called marriage.
Amen to that prayer with all my heart. Well, let's move away from the marriage. Let's talk about the weather. Now, the weather has been pretty cold, and it's a cold weather, in literally speaking, right? Not just the feeling you get, but also cold. People get katang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even me now, I had some
last week, but like I think I'm a lot better now.
Yeah.
We're almost experiencing that right now.
Absolutely. So there's COVID. So we might want to pay extra attention to our health, especially with the weather, as it were, and the hygiene also. But most importantly, man, last night, there's food everywhere. I just said, let me take something hot. And I did just that. It felt really good. I mean, I could feel the hot.
Going down
not hot,
your
warm. Go down my throat. I just clean some stuff. And I think I would recommend that, as it were.
Yeah.
And have you been coping with the weather? Is it, this is the time a lot of people make babies, by the way, but...
I didn't say nothing. I did not say anything. But anyways, if you are under the weather right now, maybe due to the cold, you caught a cold or flu, would advise that you take a hot beverage. It would really help. And take a lot of honey also. It would help your throat. Go away or move away from cold environment. If you have the AC on, make sure that it's the temperature is exactly to help you. What else? Put on a thick clothing also. Yeah. That could help you feel warm as well, so that you don't, aggravate the whole issue, the whole illness.
Yeah, absolutely. There are people who, you know, the colder the better. No matter how cold it is, they are always, you know, they'll walk around the AC with no clothes on, they are chilled, you know, no matter how cold the weather is, they like it the more. Warm-blooded animals. If you know what I mean. But well, guys, welcome on board. You know we care about you.
Absolutely. The Feel of Lagos is live right now. Do call us up and tell us what's happening around your area and how you are feeling this morning. I mean, Collins and I, we just talked about the weather. Is it the same at your end or something else? Dude, let us know. 012-770-993-012-771-993-012-772-993. So we're not using the regular number today. We're using this. So if you do not have that number, I'm going to take it again so that you can call us up and scream, "What's up, Lagos?" And you tell us how you are feeling also this morning and what's happening around your area. I'll take the numbers again, 012-770-993 or 012-771-993 or 012-772-993. Remember, the family talk or the abridged version of the family talk would be coming up at the 11 o'clock hour.
At 11:30, you listen to Power Solutions, brought to you in partnership with All On. And for WhatsApp messages for now, you can send to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages only.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
How you doing?
We're waiting for your "What's up, Lagos."
What's up, Lagos?
Okay. I don't think he got it. I'm not sure he got it right.
Hello.
Hello.
Wow, the line's still not very clear.
Oh, goodness.
So keep trying, all right? As soon as we get a clear audio sound, we'll let the call go through. But remember, when you call, we don't need to ask for your "What's up, Lagos." You've got to scream it. It's like a rule, all
right? It's a ritual.
It's a ritual. You've got to do
it. It's a tradition.
And if you have maybe you're at work, you can't scream. You can't do something like, "What's up, Lagos?" That's fine.
Right.
All right, but staying there and just calling and say, except for your first time caller. But if you're listening to us right now, you've got to scream, "What's up, Lagos?" To start.
Hello.
Hello, Tayo. Hi, Tayo, are you there? Okay, Tayo's gone. Hello.
Hello, Tayo.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yay, welcome, Noya. Good to have you.
I'm happy to do that.
We didn't mention that school resuming today.
How did we forget that?
So your parents, I'm sure that you must have done the hustle and bustle also during the weekend to prep them for school.
You know, on one hand, as the parents, you know, when they're back for the holidays, you're like, "Man, let school come, they should go, I can't wait." But then again, whenever they're away, you're missing them.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy. It's, I don't know how to explain that parent to child relationship. Yeah. Luckily enough, we're going to have such a conversation along those lines today on the Family Talk. But how have you been doing? How did you cope this morning? I mean, did you forget that your kids had to go to school today? Or when are they resuming? Some people are resuming next week, some is this week.
Yeah.
But how's it going for you? Parents, come on, let's talk. Perhaps you're still on your way.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up,
Lagos?
chess.
Chess to life.
Wow. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
My children are so excited. They say they want to shout to us up later.
Wow.
Wow. They're resuming next week.
Well, okay, they're resuming next week.
How do you feel, Mama? How do you feel about that?
Honestly, one side happy, one side sad. Anyway.
I understand.
Yeah, well, like, can you imagine? They will not even let me talk. Every day, if I lock my room, I want to listen to WhatsApp Lagos. Listen to WhatsApp Lagos. I'm okay. You push and listen to WhatsApp since last week. They have been joining me since last week. Wow. I am not hearing one.
Wow. Wow. Anyways, thank you
so much
for calling.
Thank
and shout out to
thank
them.
You.
We love you all. Okay, great. Oh, so, wow. That's a feeling bittersweet.
Yeah. It's
go,
usually,
don't go.
Yeah.
Go, don't go.
It's usually the mixed feelings, you know.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, we're happy. We're, deep down in our hearts.
Low key, you're like, can I go?
Thank God.
Space. And then the moment you don't hear anybody say, mommy, daddy, 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 then you get back to your senses, like, man, I miss this.
Right.
Anyway, this is where. But, hi, wherever side you're on, parents, we're with you on this one.
We're
so let's talk
absolutely
about it.
With you. 012-770-993, 012-771-993, and 012-772-993. Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes. What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Chess alive!
Lagos, they your me for!
Abi, what should we say?
Me follow!
What language is that? That's what? What language, please? We didn't hear that.
Togo.
Wow.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Darling, you know, since you didn't start this thing, you promised us that we'll be doing greeting in our languages. You didn't start it on.
Oh.
Well, that wasn't us. That wasn't us indeed, but
that,
hey.
That wasn't, you can call us. But yeah. Feel free, man. If you want to scream what's up, Lagos, in your dialects, feel free. We're not going to stop you, but make sure that you say it in English and then not say it in your
dialect.
And then tell us what it means.
It means, yes. Festus is on the line. He's calling from Ecuador.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes. Chester life. Wow. Who do Festus? How's Ekbeda this morning, by the way?
Ekbeda is okay. Ekbeda is okay.
Okay.
Wonderful couple of years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is media. Couple of years, well, more than anyway, forever now. So I don't think that there is any other couple that can come up and beat the Peke.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, then.
I don't think there could be.
Okay.
Right? I don't think.
Aww. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
How is the family at large?
We're doing fine.
Very nice. Peke.
Yes, sir.
God be with you.
And you too,
sir.
Too.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Festus. Akure Day is on the line from Shongote Do Ogbeni for me.
Joko.
Anyways, we need to take Akure Day quickly and then pick some bills. And we'll go on a break, of course. Come back and hear more from you right here on What's Up Lagos with the Techers. Akure Day, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chess to life. Wow. I mispronounced your name. I funkified your name. Akoridi. That's your right. Yeah. That's the right.
Yeah, Akoridi is the name.
Absolutely. Welcome. Yeah. Let's talk.
I just want to greet you guys. I enjoy you so much.
Thank you so much. That means a lot. Wow.
Bye.
Thank you. Akoridi. Okay. Let's pick some bills quickly, and we've got some infomercial for you. All right, thank you for that information. Well, guys, we are 26 minutes down the hour of 10, and we are doing this to 12. So, you know, it's just getting started. A lot more to come your way. But don't forget to let us know how you're doing wherever you are this matter.
Of Lagos, baby. Get set.
Welcome. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techies, and it's 10:37. Good to have you join us. Wherever you are listening to Africa's or Nigeria's real life, only real life couple co-presenting a live radio show right here in the heart of Victoria Island in Lagos, Nigeria.
Absolutely. I was about to say we should own it before, you know, we don't eventually become the only.
Just saying. So we're saying this so that we can inspire more people. We want more people to see that it's possible, especially in this industry. We don't mind. We want more people to see that it is possible.
Absolutely.
Now, why people think it's quite a big deal is because, you know, it comes with a lot of emotions, right? You have to do a whole lot of stuff. But we're saying that it's possible. Like, you can happily do it. I look forward to, you know, being in the radio with you every day, like, you know, much more than any other thing. So, yeah, if you need some lessons,
you can hit us up.
You can also hit us up by the site.
Give us some pointers.
I don't know, I take the door. Don't do ego. Don't go and do ego. Because we can just help you. Follow no road. You get what I'm saying? We can just guide you on what to do.
Yeah.
But we want more and more people to see the possibilities of couples working together.
Absolutely.
You know, enough of this narrative of, woman, hey, man, hey, you cannot, hey. Enough of that. You know, two human beings can make up their mind to live together forever. They should be able to make up their mind to work together, and it's possible. We just want to say it's possible. Not for everybody, but it is possible.
It is possible.
Absolutely.
A lot of hard work, but it is possible.
That's right. That's right.
The phone lines are up. 0127709930 0127719933 and 0127729933. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techies right now.
Absolutely. But hey guys, let me get serious. You know, when I went into a serious matter, I did like switch to Pigeon small so that me everyone, nobody will miss out. You know, nothing like, no, that you boys too much. No, nothing like that. After we're in Nigeria, we're in Lagos. How many people do you go out there and meet on the street and they are telling you, hey, how are you? How you doing? Are you great? You know? Guy, I'm fine. That's what I say. So, by the way, I don't understand though, guys. Is Lekki / Island a scam? Because I don't know why. I don't know what can be done or why the houses are so expensive. Yet, small rain like that, pop, everywhere is flooded. Your life is on standstill. Especially Lekki. I know it happens at VI, it happens everywhere in the island, it happens. But especially Lekki, why are houses expensive? Why? I just don't understand. Is it that someone is scared? Are people scared of saying it? Or
how do people scared? People have been talking about it.
No,
Orezi had to post it on his what's it called? Is it IG story saying that just small rain or everywhere swimming pool? He's been lamenting as to how that Lekki has come. You know that living around that area. It's not so.
Orezi the artist, right?
Yes.
Wow. No, because the truth is, it rained early in the morning yesterday. I mean, it rained throughout the night yesterday.
Was it yesterday rained at night? And yesterday morning, Sunday morning, it was heavy downpour. Yeah. Heavy downpour Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, it was heavy. I mean, nonstop. Wait until... And that's not the first time it's been raining. So we're getting to the rainy season. Of course, what we expect. But my point is, each year, people just like... You know, endure the flooding, especially in areas that you pay so much to live in, like Lekki, like so many other areas. So I want to ask, I mean, have you ever, I don't know, is it a helpless situation? There's nothing you can do. Rainy season, we all get our canoes or find a way of, you know, packing our cars, find a way on dry land, you know, and trek. Get into the water and find your way to work until it's dry season again. You now start doing Lekki Big Boy or Lekki Big Girl. Or is it that something can be done about the situation and who can do something about it? Because every year people lose things, property, there's flooding one way or the other. Small rain. Just imagine if it rains for 2 days back to back or 3 days back to back. We'll not pray for that to happen.
No.
Because I'm sure it'll be disastrous. Like it's always been every year.
Every year.
And it's as if we're just used to it, okay?
We prepare for it. When that time comes, we know what to do. No, it shouldn't be that way. And this is not the time for those on the mainland to call and say, must you live on the island?
The answer is yes.
I know some of you will be saying things like, must you live on the island? You go there and suffer yourself. Every rainy season, you swim.
But my sister, I can't lie to you. If anybody says that, truly, they have their points. They have their point. They have sincerely, it's a point. Must you?
What if you walk on the island and to go back to the mainland and come?
Yes.
Everybody has a reason. Yeah.
Everybody has a reason to be on the island. But the funniest thing is, about 70% of what constitutes Lagos is on the mainland, including the business, including the opportunities. But I don't know where there's this myth. I don't know where this story or this mindset of if you don't come to the island,
I think there are actually a lot more opportunities on the island. I think Well,
if you look at even population, I mean, it's about 70-30. I'm not sure about the figures, but I'm sure it's around 70-30.
Okay.
Like the opportunities, the large chunk of what constitutes, what makes Lagos, forget skyscraper, for what makes up Lagos is on the mainland.
Okay then, do you agree with Collins?
Okay, you might want to disagree. You say, no, I don't agree. I think the island is this. Let's even have this conversation.
I think we have had that conversation before. We did not get to the root of it.
People believe that.
We did not get to the root of it. It was more like those who were on the mainland had to claim that mainland was much more better because they stayed there. And those who were on the island had to claim that it was much, much better because they stayed there.
Factors. We're talking about what constitutes Lagos, what in terms of opportunities, in terms of activities, commercial activities / every other activities, and the population, the population decency, or what do you call
decency?
It? Decency. Oh God, I've forgotten the word. Anyways, the population of the mainland and the population of the island, right?
You want to say density?
Density! My brother, my sister, thank you very much. Density. Population density. That's what I wanted to say.
Look at density. Lagos want to tell us
mainland has more.
Of Lagos this morning. Is it flooded around your area? Maybe we should come to the root of this thing.
Yeah.
We need solution. Like you were saying, we cannot just keep saying or getting used to it. Expecting it every rainy season. Yeah. And we'll just get to deal with it. Something has to be done, really. Mm. Really has to be done. 01-2770993.
That's right.
01-2771993 and 01-2772993.
That's right. The numbers. Let's get to the phone lines. The phone lines are buzzing. I know people want to jump on this. Hi, good morning to you.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life! Life!
Woo! Yes, we want to rewind it now.
Hello?
Yeah, good morning, Tekes.
Good morning!
Angel, I want to greet you specially.
Oshé!
Since your birthday time, I've been trying to reach you guys.
Aww.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We understand.
Thank you. So now let's rewind.
All right.
Bonjour, Lagosians. I know, calling to catch me for this one because I got messed up. But on my own, I say, Lagos Radio, me follow.
Oh!
Me follow.
What should we say?
You say me follow.
Me follow.
Me follow.
Me follow.
Me follow.
Correct.
Mary, thank you so much. Appreciate you for calling.
And voila, for those who need for Islando.
I knew. I know you guys are turning to a fight right now. Okay. Marcus, Lucky's on the line.
Lucky's on the line. Hi, Lucky. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
Lucky, are you there?
Oh la la.
Lucky wasn't so lucky this time. 0127709930127719993 and 0127729993. Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Oh my Woo! God.
Yes.
Chase alive.
Oh my God, I've been trying to get on this show. I'm a first time caller.
Yay! Welcome. Good to have you joining us.
And today is my birthday as well.
Wow. It's your birthday, really.
Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Ooh, and he left.
He went away.
Oh, yeah, yay. But really, really happy birthday to you. Yep. We wish you all the very best that life comes with. I pray for you that you would enjoy the good life.
Amen.
Yes.
More money.
More money.
More impact.
More positivity. You will never be a victim of circumstance.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
That's the biggest prayer anybody can pray. Because they say someone's in life. So there was an argument yesterday where I was, and somebody was thinking, I don't gamble. I don't like this gamble. It's not my thing, you know. I don't have the luck, blah, 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 and all that. And an old Baba was there. The Baba just looked at him and said, you don't gamble? Then you shouldn't leave. I was taken aback and I wanted to look at it like, what do you mean? Are you saying life is gamble? Literally, that's what the man said.
Yeah.
He said the entire life itself is a gamble.
Mm.
Wow. You know, I explained it. Wake up in the morning and you go on the road. Do you know? Are you sure? Mm. What's the guarantee that you're sure that as you're going?
You'll get back home safe. Wow.
So at the end of the day, the whole thing just dawned on me and say, at the end of the day, life be like gamble.
Mm.
But you know, we wish that you not be a victim
of circumstance.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up, Lagos?
Oh, it's okay, Lagos.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, wow. You say, oh, wow.
Good morning to you.
From Third Mainland Bridge.
Okay.
Wow, you're on Third Mainland Bridge this morning.
Yes.
How's it going?
Cool.
You need to turn down the volume on your radio.
Okay, yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, thank you so much.
I
love the program. I always enjoy you guys.
Uh-huh.
And please, I need more. Yes, please, I need your yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So much. I love you guys.
We love you too. Oh.
Okay. So there's always something to take, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's either you're taking a dose of Andrea's amazing laughter, or you're having a dose of my crazy yes.
Your yes sounds like so much assurance.
Yeah.
You know? It feels like you're giving so much assurance.
That's right.
And that's beautiful. 0127709930127719993 and 0127729930. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yes!
Cheers to life!
It's great. Good to see you people again,
Yeah, it's good to hear from you too.
Same here.
Okay, it's Collins.
Yes, sir.
Lagos. I heard, Lechi. Do you know what they say in Yoruba land?
Tell us.
They said, "Ti ojo ba ti enbechi."
Hmm.
Ojo ni teko.
Hmm. Ti ojo ba ti enbechi. Ojo ni teko. Okay, go ahead.
Yes. When you call Apongbo now?
Yes.
Used to be the jetty environment. You know what a jetty is?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where the ships.
Yeah, catch. We get it.
Yes.
We get it.
Now, you have the port at the other side where goods come in from London, from Europe generally.
Yeah.
Now, the throwaways, they just ship it down to a Egbeti. That is a Apombo area.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's a free life.
Hmm.
If you come in those days, some 20, 30 years back, along this area, you have floating clubs.
Mm.
These floating clubs are on the ship.
Okay.
You have the what do you call this pilot on the ship, whatever they are.
Mm.
But they spend dollars there.
Mm. Okay.
So you see people coming to make dollars.
Mm.
That is for the island. Then when it comes to Lekki, Lekki is the waterfront now. Everywhere in the world, California, whatever you call it,
mm-hmm.
where there is waterfront, there is attraction. Because there is life.
So there's nothing we can do.
Take 3 months of water, enjoy it. Part of it.
All right, thank you very much. I don't like the way that sounded. It sounded like you're calling us for the mainland. And you're not telling us to enjoy 3 months of flooding, of water.
Oh, wow. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Emmanuel.
Welcome. Yeah, the thing, when I want to talk, you see.
Okay.
This is your Lagos Island. Everything about it is bad.
It's bad.
This morning when I come up from Alakpa to reach Lagos now.
Mm.
Goes not be small thing.
Mm.
Rainfall, not be small thing.
Mm.
Flood everywhere.
Mm.
And then I just wonder why big men like this side. The best place, if you ask me a personal opinion, in this Lagos state, when I came from Sapele many years ago, Najogule, I live at Alakpere now anyway.
All right.
The mainland, everything about the mainland is extremely very good.
Mm.
We're here for, even flood this month, I've got a kingdom flow come out. So I don't know what people they like for this island, if you have my personal opinion.
All right.
That's what I have to say now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well, that conversation is something that would never end. But I know we're just talking about, the truth is, it's an island, like the last caller said.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that there's nothing that can be done. And then for that reason, can the owners of the property be like, you know what, the price cannot be high when you know that 3 months out of the, or 4 months out of the period of the year, I'll be in water, I'll be soaked in water. So shall we pay? Is it a scam or have we agreed to this scam? I mean, I just want to know.
Let me see. This is coming from who? Bash Taylor says, the issue of this Lekki flooding is drainage. Go and check the drainage plan in Festac. It's not at Lekki. Mm, okay. Okay.
Okay.
There. This one says, I don't know if I have time to take it. It says, as a civil engineer, when you build on an area where your foundation debt, is very close to the water table, it becomes a little bit difficult to manage the flooding.
Hmm.
He says, this is because the drainage being created is now so close to the water table, making flooding highly vulnerable. Most drainage are about 900 mm to 1 mm depth in the island. Some are about 700 mm depth in Lekki, which is very small. All right, it says, enjoying your program.
Thank you very much.
All right, it's 10:55, or 59 rather, on the clock, and that means the news will be coming up shortly. But we have a few WhatsApp messages. This one here is saying, it's coming from Ben. Ben from Ajegole is talking to you, Collins. It says, good morning, the Techers. What's up, Lagos? I wonder how many fufu you have to eat before you have the strength to shout yes and yes.
Why is it fufu that keeps your mind? Really, I've never been a fan of fufu. The energy is inborn, it's natural. You know, we'll be right back with the news and then more great fun on the radio.
99.3 Nigeria Info. What? It's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set.
We talk about real life conversations happening to real life people every day. This is Family Talk with the Techers. Family is everything.
Welcome back. It's 3 minutes past 11 and the What's Up Lagos is still live with the Techers. And we know, we told you earlier, the flip side of 11 will bring you the family talk. And that means right now the family talk is live, although it's abridged version. That means we have just 30 minutes to have the conversation that we will be having today. But not to worry, tomorrow we would have a continuation of it, a part two of it. So the question is, what are we discussing today? I know you will say, the Techers, they've come again. Because today's topic is really controversial.
Yeah, would be depending on what side of it you are.
Exactly.
But there's people that be like, is that even a conversation?
Right.
Should we be talking about this? Are you guys topicless? Well, you know, we like to talk about topics that are not topics.
Yeah.
At the same time, they are topics.
They are topics.
If you don't get it,
forget about it. But no, don't forget about it. Join us in this conversation. So today we want to have this conversation. Do parents disrespect their children? Do parents disrespect their children? Now, it's not the other way around. It's not do children disrespect their parents? No. We're looking at parents. Do parents disrespect their children? And then do children deserve respect from their parents?
Question.
I mean, because you want to look at it like, how old are you?
What do you even know? What do you know about us? That's a very, very valid question.
What do you know?
Because I'm looking at my growing up, like, they treat us with no respect, respect what? It's as if the fact that you're a child or you're young, automatically you do not deserve respect. That's the body language. Right. But the question is, do they
deserve respect?
Is there a possibility that children also deserve respect?
I know you want to ask at what age? We're not looking at age this time. I know there are setting rules that children at a certain age will need to adhere to coming from their parents.
Yeah.
But we're looking at generally as human beings. Because sometimes I think we fail to understand that children are also human beings.
Yeah.
Now, do they deserve respect from their parents? And is it possible for parents to disrespect their children? Is it possible? Because, I mean, just like you asked the other time, is that even a topic? Is that even a conversation? And that means that there will be some people who actually do think that it's impossible for parents to disrespect their children.
Yeah.
So if you are saying a yes to that answer, in what ways do you think parents disrespect their children? Now, let's look at the definition of respect going with Wikipedia. Right? It says respect, which is also called esteem, is a positive feeling or action shown to someone or something considered important or held in high esteem or regard. Let me take that again. Respect, which is also called esteem, is a positive feeling or action shown towards something or someone considered important or held in high esteem or regard. Now, having that definition, do you think that our parents...
whether it's possible...
Do you think,
our parents are disrespected... Yeah, I think parents have
with actions.
Yeah, that's a statement of fact, really, if you look at it critically. But if you look at from the cultural point of view, we live in a cultural
environment where
you know, the child, you are more or less inconsequential when it comes to certain things until you are an adult.
Yeah.
The moment you are still being spoken for, the moment you're still a minor or you're a child, you know, even when you're even around yourself, sometimes because you're still within the roof of your parents or under the roof of your parents, you know, you have to give up certain rights, you know, traditional, give up certain rights, like the rights to be treated, you know, with respect, the right to...
Let me give context to what you're about to say. Due regard to your feelings,
your
wish,
your
right, you know, how you feel.
Yeah.
Especially how you feel.
No, if you look at what rights children have as human beings, generally human beings, whether a child or adults, there are certain rights we have.
Yeah.
You know, you have rights to information. That information, like, you should be aware that you give you information. You have rights to freedom to express yourself, freedom to express your opinion and be heard.
Yeah.
So let's just limit it to that, you know, so that we don't say, what are you saying? Do I now have to stand? We should not define respect to be mean. Or do I have to wake up now and greet my child? Good morning, sir. Or what? No, that's not what we're talking about. So, by law or by rights, you know, if you look at rights, children and young people have the right to information.
Mm-hmm.
They have the right freedom of expression, which is key. Every human being should have that.
Yeah.
And the expression of the opinion,
yeah,
and the heard.
In that regard, I think if we're going by that, the right to express how you feel
and be heard,
or the right to express your opinion and be heard. Mm. Oh, if we're going by that,
let's forget it.
Forget it.
So
parents have disrespected children a lot.
Great. So the questions now are: in what ways do you think parents... So parents are not... It's not a children versus parents situation.
Yeah.
It's a societal issue, which of course can have an impact on our kids.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about parenting and getting kids to be better.
Yeah.
In what ways do you think parents have disrespected or disregarded their children?
You see...
Whether it's by their feeling, their opinions, right, whatever it is.
Right.
And how then can we address this?
Right.
How then can we accord some kind of regard and respect to your children, to make them to start giving them the mindset that they are human beings,
right?
They are loved.
See, the reason
they're valid,
right? The reason we're having this conversation, it's very important.
Yep.
I want to say this is a really important conversation because we find a lot of adults today suffering from childhood trauma because, yep, of issues like this.
Yes.
Having to, you know, having low self-esteem, mm-hmm, because of issues like this.
That's right.
Having it difficult to engage in a society, have, yep, the basic life skills to engage in a society such as ours.
Yeah.
Because of the childhood experience or childhood traumas they, yep, had with their parents. And disrespect, not having to treat them as human beings, respect them as human beings, are,
yeah,
part of those effects, or part of those incidences that affect them in adulthood.
Yeah.
You know, then they come to people like us to heal them from childhood trauma.
Hmm.
Right? So let's talk about it. If I know that, like we said, it's a controversial conversation,
yep,
but let's hit the nail on the head.
This thing has an effect on children when they become adults. So we're saying that if parents have been disrespecting their children or disregarding their feelings or just treating them as children and not as human beings, and it has an effect on them when they grow up, how then can we address this? What are the common easy ways, knowingly or unknowingly, that adults and parents get to disrespect children and young adults?
Right. To be a part of this conversation, you can call us on 012-770-993 or 012-771-993 or 012-772-993. We are parents as well.
Yep.
And so we're learning from this conversation also.
Absolutely.
To treat our children better so that, you know, they grow up a whole adult.
All right. And as a child, how do you think that your parents have disrespected you? Did they disrespect you? In what way? Would you like to, you know, have that conversation? And then parents, check yourself inwards. You know, do you think you have in any way, go and check the definition of disrespect and see if you have applied any of such on your child, whether knowingly or unknowingly. Let's get to talk about this. We're one family, aren't we?
We are indeed. You can send a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life!
Yeah, good morning, Andrand, and my big man, Collins.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for this topic.
All right.
You're welcome.
I think this is one of the reasons why we're having the problem having society.
Mm.
Even the issue of gender-based.
Mm.
Violence is from treating the children. Before I become a parent, I learned something from my own parents. My father taught us respect by action.
Hmm.
If not, my mother would have been calling him his name because he saw us as his friends and not children.
Hmm.
Culturally, Nigeria will look at children the way we look at women, as personal property, belongings.
Hmm.
And because of that, we don't respect them. Now, growing up in that scenario, when I get matured, I begin to learn. Today, if I'm going on the road, even apart from my own family, children see me, they run after me because I greet a child before he greets me, not because of anything, because that child deserves respect.
Mm.
In the church where I belong to, youth listen to me more than any other person because I respect them.
Mm.
They discover that I listen to their opinions, I share their pain, I try to, even when they are making mistakes, before I blame them, I need to see where they're coming from, why they made them. Some of them are innocent mistakes, not that they deliberately want to make it.
Yeah.
So it is very important. This thing you are saying, parents should understand that children have feelings, they have opinions, and they need to be guided.
Mm.
Because I was brought up in that way, I've appreciated it, and it's helping me, even both in the family and in leadership. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Now it's making sense.
Appreciate it.
But they say respect is reciprocal, right?
Mm.
And that's a saying. Some of those sayings are like life principles that you cannot argue with them. You can't prove it wrong or anything over the years.
Yeah.
So why is it that children, they will just compel them? You see, an adult, even though the adult is not deserving of respect, but just because his age is older, you now get to compel the younger ones to respect them, even if they're not deserving of it. And then that principle of respect is reciprocal does not apply. Does it even apply when it comes to, children and parents? Or is it just one way?
Hmm.
I mean, this is a question we should ask ourselves, deep questions.
We have Frank on the line from Ojo Alaba. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
My big
We're there.
We're fine.
We're full ground.
I'm Frank from Ojo Alaba.
Yes, sir. How is Ojo Alaba this morning?
We are very, very fine, yeah.
May I want to come to that side, though?
This one is a very big topic. It's a very big one. Because sometimes if you go close to these children, you will know what they want and what they dislike.
Yeah.
Some of them complain of shouting upon on top of their head in their public or in their friends' presence.
Hmm.
It's been dismantled their ego.
Yeah.
Or flogging. Some will tell you, instead of you to flog me, shout on me. Or some their own, instead of you to shout on me, flog me. You get to know what your child needs at any given moment.
Okay.
And don't compare them.
Yeah.
This one took first. You took 31 out of 50. They don't like it.
Mm.
This one is very neat. This one is working. You are, don't compare them. Teach them what to do and stick to that.
Mm.
Greeting. It's not a must that it's only the elderly ones to be greeting the children.
Mm.
I greet anybody who according to how I see that person.
Mm. Yeah.
This is for me.
Okay.
Don't beat them because they did not greet you.
Mm.
A caution. Beating is good, but beating is not good in a way.
Yeah.
Are you getting me, sir?
Yeah, that's right. All right.
So, I'm not going to give much so that other people will talk. And it's not, don't see it as a small one. It's a very big topic that will help us so that we will know what will be continued. Because this is the only way we'll start from fighting this thing that's going out all around the society this time around.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Appreciate. We really, really appreciate. So I wanted to share a true life story.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know if we have been saying this. Apart from radio, I also...
you're a clinical psychologist, counselor.
And I coach especially young girls.
Yeah.
And true life story. This particular girl reached out to me through my sister.
Yeah.
She wanted counseling. She ran out of home. She went out of home.
Yep.
She's been going through so much, but couldn't talk to her parents about it.
Hmm.
The reason being that whenever she tries to talk to them, whenever she's trying to express herself,
yeah,
they shut her up.
Yeah.
whenever she tries to tell them what she's going through, mm-hmm. be it at home, be it about, you know, her friends and all of that, more like she's not being heard.
Yep.
And she has to look for somewhere, someone that would listen to her and understand her feeling and understand what she's going through. Mm-hmm. She says whenever she tells her mom how she's feeling or what's going through, the mom would tell her things like, how old are you? Why are you thinking like that? What is wrong with you? You know, always play down on how she's feeling. Yeah. So she had to leave home. She said she went for what's that thing called, jam lesson and all of that. She specifically said that she wanted to do the lesson outside home, just so that she can leave the presence of her parents, where she feels or she thinks she would be heard.
I mean,
and that's dangerous.
It is.
That's very dangerous. So if you, as the parent, don't respect her feelings or don't respect her opinions, they're going to look for somebody somewhere who's going to, in quote, respect their feelings or respect their opinions.
Or act like
they
do.
And act as though. And that in itself is dangerous.
Absolutely.
Super dangerous, because you don't know who would take advantage of that, you know, have vulnerability.
That's right.
You get it.
That's right. I mean, I love it that you bring this real life experience, that people don't just carry it, you know. It's very easy for people to just say, oh, how are this? How can we be talking about, you know, I hate when I hear things like that. It's always irritating to me. But let's get back to the matter on ground. Do you think parents would have disrespected their children by not giving them full information, by not letting them know? Or are they giving an explanation to certain actions they take?
Why do you think that we've had so much moral decadence? Part of it is because you hoard information from them. Because they want to explore.
Absolutely.
They want to do what they're saying. But when they deserve the right to have this information, to know what is right and what is wrong.
To be informed and to be heard. We've identified those two.
The phone lines are really buzzing.
Hello, good morning. Next call. That's a part one, by the way. Hello. Hi, good morning. Hello. Ooh la la, line's jamming.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, yes. Cheers to life. Welcome.
Hello.
I said "kotiga" in my language.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
These people will say "ominyo."
Ominyo.
Kotiga. Ominyo.
Oh, please, what language? Oh my goodness, it's gone.
May God help us. So
wanted to know what.
We're not going South Pacific. They don't tell us who, you know, but Cicely, I don't know. Tell us the language,
and what it means. But before we appreciate that you say what's up, Lagos, in your language.
Before we go and say the one, the MPs will look for us.
Okay, we have a few WhatsApp messages.
Yeah.
Now, this one here says, yes, they do disrespect us. Okay. I guess this is coming from a child. Says, and yes, we deserve respect.
Mm-hmm.
This one has been pinning me since. I cleared the whole kitchen a night before one time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my dad and I at home, only for me to wake up the next day and more than 4 plates in the kitchen sink. And I'm wondering, how now? He says, it can be quite annoying, I won't lie. Some people interpret that as you being a lazy child now.
It's just for now, wash it.
But I mean, it's just for washing, but we get your pain.
You cannot just shove away people's feelings. Don't say, you're a child. If a child feels that way, there's got to be a conversation.
Absolutely.
I mean, the child will feel respected when you say, okay, don't worry, tomorrow I'm not going to put the plates there. In this case, for example, so you know what? I will make sure that you wash it at once. Not just, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Is it training or what do you call that now?
All right, let me see. This one here says, good morning, Nigeria Info. I think children deserve their own respect from their parents. Sometimes we are not mindful of the way we talk or address them. We think since they are kids, we can just scold them. Even if we have to scold them, we should do that to let them understand the motive behind it.
Yeah.
Sometimes children feel the fact that they are kids, they are not free to some certain things. Sometimes they feel intimidated by their parents.
Yeah.
But as a parent, if your children feel disrespected, affected by you. You need to explain to him or her in a respective manner. This is coming from Adekunle Adeti Lawyer. Thank you very much for that.
All right, more calls coming in, more messages coming in. This is just an abridged version. We'll have a full package tomorrow. Hello, good morning.
All right, good morning. How are you over there?
We're doing fine. How are you?
All right, that's fine. First time caller, as always. I had the topic for today and it's quite interesting.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. It is interesting. Okay, let me just go straight to the point so that I will waste time.
Okay.
My name is Dayo. Dayo.
Welcome, okay. Dayo.
Dayo. Welcome, all right, sir.
All right. Mm. You see, like you said, I don't know the name, sorry. Gentleman there.
Go ahead. It's Collins.
Yeah. My name is Collins.
He said, it's Collins, right?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. He said it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
And that is true.
Mm.
Look, you don't get over this issue with your parents.
Mm.
Some of us who are not even kids, some of us who are adults, married men and women,
mm-hmm.
you still get disrespected by your parents. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
They want to give opinion in your marriage. They want to give opinion in your finances. They want to give opinion in how you raise your kids.
Mm.
You know, it's just a cultural thing. We just believe that if you are older than somebody, that person is bound to obey you.
Mm.
Your word is a command to that person.
Mm.
And we get it wrong there.
That's right.
Now, do children deserve respect? They do. Because they are human beings.
Yep.
They are not just objects.
That's right.
So they deserve our respect as their parents.
All right.
For example, when I was about to change the school of my first son,
mm-hmm.
He was a sociable guy in his former school.
Yeah.
You know, had a lot of friends. Was the usual during the open day visitation period,
yeah.
I would see that several guys would be all around him. You know, so I knew what he was in the class.
Yeah.
So I had to sit him down, had a conversation with him. That look. Your father and I would like to change your school for some reason.
Mm.
And I made him understand that, look, if we don't do that, you will not be comfortable because it will be difficult taking you to school because of the change of location and all that.
Yeah.
All right?
Yep.
Then I now also made sure that the new school, you know, that we moved into was acceptable to him.
Mm.
The first day at school, I sat him down again. I asked him questions. Do you like the school? Do you like your classmates? Do you like your teacher? Do you like all this stuff? Then I've made it a point of duty to give him full information about it, especially when it comes to the family.
Yep.
When I schooled his siblings or even the other ones, I was telling. Because he's the elder. You know,
right.
The other ones are just babies. The conversation may not
be. You one step ahead.
All right, just before we get to wrap it all up and bring you the power solutions, there are a lot of messages coming in. This is the Family Talk abridged episode with the Techers on Nigeria Info. She's Andrea Odobi, Techer. We're talking about parents and parents disrespecting children. We're asking a number of questions around along those lines, just to find out what you think about this. And it looks like it's just the beginning of the entire conversation. We'll have a full-fledged episode tomorrow.
Absolutely, we will. This here says, I believe children deserve respect since they are human beings, but at their stage, they should care more of learning about things necessary for their development. At their very stages of life, they're focusing on right and respect can make them lose focus. Okay. This one quickly here says, before I step out of the studio, coming from Additional Ayo Toimbo from Ntabo Ijoko, says, what's up Lagos? Children deserve respect from parents reciprocally, and this is why our society, which is said to be respect oriented, is brewing more decay than the Western world in integrity and character. Whereas there's a child calls his or parents by name and with courage. Here we believe respect about shouting. It says, but it's not. Respect is about fairness in treatment to others regardless of status or age. With that, we'll wrap it up. I can see a lot of messages. We would have this conversation tomorrow. So if you sent a message today, please tomorrow at this time, you can send a message again so that we can take it. But for now, I need to step aside for Power Solutions.
That's right. Before you go, I just want one. If you're a parent out there, you're finding it difficult between respect and children. I mean, to draw the line between respecting children, like agree to the fact that as a parent, you can respect your children. Let me tell you what you can respect about them. You're right. Apart from them being a human being, find out what the rights of your of children are and then respect those rights. That way you would have respected the children without necessarily, you know, wounding yourself. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, no doubt.
All right, well, words indeed. I am Andrea Oduobi Teke.
And this is the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke, God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Andrea, I'm going to miss you for a bit.
I will too. Bye for now, Lagos. When it matters most.